Begin the current daven sech b'sachem daf chavches. Begin on the beis. Begin the test the master. Begin with the gemara. Shimon Ami, he says chametz l'pneiz manu ula achas manu. Chametz before Pesach and after Pesach in oiver alav b'lay klom. He holds that actually one does not violate anything at all. Which explains that if according to Rav Shimon, is it at least aser ba'achila before Pesach? It says Tais near would seem the Rav Shimon according to Rav Shimon nehide in oiver alav b'lav the chametz l'pneiz manu. Although one does not violate negative prohibition regarding have chametz. Of what we call bal yirah, of having the chametz before Pesach, but he does agree that it's forbidden to be eaten from 6 hours and further in the day on erev Pesach. What's Taz's proof? The main parak comes from the fact we say in the first parak of Yudal Manal. In Sarbat Truma Terem Tameh, we said you can't burn the Truma that's Tahar with Truma that's Tameh, erev Pesach of the chametz. Mashpat sounds like halavav the Sarbat Meshesh, but by itself, everyone agrees that you're going to burn it then. But if you're allowed to eat according to Mishnah Chametz, even after 6 hours in the day, you should eat till the night time. Obviously, that he agrees regarding eating that it is prohibited. But moreover, the Gemara tells Mishnah that the lach of the Braisa that was quoted here, that when it's forbidden to be eaten, it's forbidden to have benefit. That's going like the Tanakama, that's going like a Yehuda. Mechlal, the inference is, oh, to Rav Shimon, asa b'achila, they're coming to Rav Shimon. No, it's not the same thing. Meaning, that's forbidden to be eaten, av b'she enos b'no, although it's not forbidden to benefit from it. D'hainu ha-chashesh. That's after 6 hours, because on Pesach itself, when you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to have no either. Obviously, that you're not allowed to eat it. Says Tois B'nir, it seems, so where does he get this from? D'naf g'lei mitashbisu u'me'ach chalak. He learns the sound from the Pasuk, which says, ach b'yem arishin tashbisu sa'me v'tech, which the Gemara previously darshan b'yem arishin is erev Pesach. They have to get rid of it. Ach separates it means part yes and part not. Now, mash mitashbisu, what it sounds like, according to Rav Shimon from tashbisu, is shaloi k'derech hana. Meaning to say that you should not get rid of it in the normal way of having benefit, ha'ino achilu, which is eating. But to go ahead and fire it up beneath your cooked dish, the mutzal b'shimon, it's permitted according to Rav Shimon, and that is that the tashbisu is only sort of the normal way of ano, which is eating. But that you could have ano until Pesach itself. There's no problem about having the chametz. Now, but then, so says one time, you're going to say, lo mitzav b'sheish lo b'shim kund b'shim, why do you burn the chametz, the truma specifically, in 6 hours in a day? As you cannot delay matzach tashbisu, you should, we don't want to get rid of truma before we have to. You should burn it a little bit at a time to use as fuel to cook your food up until literally the Seder night. Because according to Rav Shimon, it's not forbidden, it's only the achila. So it says, Rav Shimon, what you can say is the gezunah shemechlen. No, it's a gezer drabon, because if you let you use it for heating up your pot, you might come to eat it. And says, Taisa v'chen Rav Yisrael Glili. Actually, the same idea as by Rav Yisrael Glili. The shari chametz la'asik etach tavshil, that he permits one to use the chametz, even on Pesach itself, as fuel beneath his cooked dish. Says, Taisa, I know, akol b'yachat, that's all together as one. But a little bit of time, no, shemechlen, because this of using it to have benefit, you might actually come to eat it. The mistama isle or laba asa b'ki mechulu. As Tais says, we can presume that this opening halach of our mesachta, that the night of the 14th that you check for chametz, is according to everyone. Now, if according to basically you're allowed to have, no, why are you doing everything as chametz? You're allowed to have it the whole Pesach. Rather, it's only in the one time shot. But little of a time to hold on to it, that would be forbidden because you might come to eat it. Therefore, he also agrees to get rid of the chametz on erev Pesach. To next test, master begins with the gemara. Cain, if that's the case, matam alayma loy se'achal alav. What does it mean from this pasuk le'soichel alav? Chayes explains what's the Gemara saying and comments on this, because the Gemara said that we see Reb Shimon says from Shivas Yamim that just like this, a chametz is only 7 days. So too, means just like the eating of matzah, so too is that of chametz. Now, what bothers Chayes is that what do you mean? Why do you need le'soichel of chametz? You have the Gemara says Chayes alosh and dochik. The wording seems to be challenging because in the beginning, Rav Shimon learned that from Shabbos Yom that chametz is only on Pesach itself. At the end, then he learns it from Leisachel of chametz that it's comparing it to the chiyuv of achilas matzah. So is it because of the Leisachel of chametz, or is it because from Shabbos Yom? So it says Benilu Rashi b'Dalgah Birush. It seems the Rashi did the explanation, but the Kvar Nemer Teichel of matzah is already says that by the Karm Pesach that Teichel of matzahs. With the Karm Pesach, who all love al kachach achilas Pesach, that all love Malak Yehuda is obviously going on when you eat the Karm Pesach on Pesach itself, not when you do the Shechita, which is on erev Pesach. Remember, that's where we learn that this chametz is only on Pesach itself when you eat the Pesach and the matzah. And Hachinami, like Toich Lev Chametz, Koi Nami, Ashasach Ilza Pesach. So to over here, that not to eat the Chametz that we're comparing to the eating of Matzah is also only at the time when you're eating Kam Pesach. Then to say the Bekash, Dibagah, Ma Yitzchak Karlachi. Why do you need a Pasi for this? Mehechet Eisu Sheba Baal Toich Chametz Bida, we would you think that you have Eisu Bini Chametz on the 14th of Nisan, the Kula Kroi Matzachin Likam in the Libra Rishimen. All the Pesukim, he learns out to tell you, it's even on Erev Pesach, Rishim needs it to teach something else. So obviously, it would only be when you eat the Karm Pesach, and not when you sacrifice it. And therefore, that's difficult. Why does he still need this to tell you that it's only on Pesach? Why would you think it's going to be on Erev Pesach? Continuing next to begin with the Gemara B'chad Lefnei Zmanei. And one is from before Pesach, which explains that how does this teaching work out? Well, according to Chizkiah, to say that the Issa Hana'ah is in only three times, because we mentioned Chizkiah in the previous Tav, that it's only Lo Ye'achel that tells us the Issa Hana'ah. So says Taisis, when Tami begin to say, this is the second look, it's a Lachizkia that learns that it's not only from Lo Yaachel, but not only it's not only from. How do you know that this is of Chometz of having benefit? Before Pesach, the Leke El Lachad Lo Yaachel is only one of the three Psukim that Rabbi Yehuda brings that says in this indirect Lo Yaachel should not be eaten, but who is one of the that we would logically say that's by the most severe time, which is Pesach itself. How do you know that not only is there Isachila before Pesach, but even it's not? Now, by Marie, the Rishon says, "Keep in the Chad Mahana Kroy Mashmei Sano." Since one of these three psukim says Lo Yochel, sounds like it's Sano. She learned the Chalak with them, and not getting the friendship between them, and therefore, since now that they eat chametz before and during and after Pesach, that would include, as we find, one of the three psukim also the Sano. Tunik says the Master begins with the Gemara Machmas Tava Acher. If it's because of something else, just explains what does this mean that it became chametz thick because of something else. The Gemara says, "Oh, according to Reb Shimon, we need the Ribui." But it became chametz thick from because of something else. Now, Pirush Riva, the Riva explains, it means machmas dava achad elav min. It means from something else which is not the same species as the chametz, where you can't say that it became chametz through sa'ir, and say, oh, we're coming to conclude that even that's going to be a problem about chametz Pesach, because Tesis can't say that, because the day sa'ir, if it happened through sa'ir, through sourdough, make your chametz famous in this chametz melech. Actually, it's more chametz thick than it became chametz by itself. Like it's from the Gemara Menachas of Nan Bezim Aves. Ella, rather, kagun shen chametz like the shemir yoyin. The tumah where it became fermented through the lees, the sediments of wine. Shemayav shen hashemar betana that they dry these lees in the oven. Kasha oisin beretz Ashkenaz like to do in these lands of the Germanic German lands, and that's where we're saying became chametz through something else, which that we have to include. And Tosis concludes, and he says that v'loy dami le'isa shenolish v'yayin, and this is not comparable to want to dough that was kneaded with wine. The less mikaris v'yesh balav that there's no karis, but there's just a negative prohibition, and we don't say that what I mean this was included from the ribur in our sugya that became chazdik from something else, like we said that was through the shimer yayin, because there specifically we was kneaded with wine, which that doesn't really ferment so well. So therefore, that's only a lot. That's what's like called chametz neksha. But here we're talking about the shimer yayin that really ferments. And therefore, that's what's saying that's included in the Chiv Karas of Pesach. Then next says the Master that begins with Zigmar, Ve'idach Navkalim and Be'er Teichel Matzah. The other opinion learns it out from the Pesach Be'er Teichel Matzah. Tosis discusses from Gemara Kedushin, seems to learn from somewhere else, and so too that Rav Acha Yaakov seems to disagree with all the Tanoi. Because our Gemara said, Shimon learns out, the Chiv HaMatzah Mezman HaZeh, when there's no carbon Pesach, from Be'er Teichel Matzah. Says Tosis, Temel Yitzah, wonder to the Rikas, the Be'er Teichel Matzah, the Be'er Teichel. The first part of Kedushin of Lamed Zayin Mabez, the Gemara learns out, Bezman HaZeh, how do you know Zechim HaMatzah today's times? That says the word Meshvei Seichem regarding Matzah, which is no matter where you are, even without the Kam Pesach, that's not like either one of the Tanoim in our Sugya, which one learns it out from the comparison of eating Matzah to Chametz, and one learns it out from Be'er Teichel Matzah. Another one just says that he learns in later on the Kav Chof Amar Aleph that Matzah is one of the Rabbanim that's only Rabbinic. And he explains all the Pesukim, not like anyone in the Tanoim that learned it out from one of these three sources of that Matzah is the Reisa. How could this Amayor come and disagree with all these three Tanoim? So next says Matzah that begins with Zigmar Kal Aro Lo Yechel Boi. Any uncircumcised should not eat from the Karm Pesach, any foreign person should not eat from it, which tells us the word bai is who ate an eichel, but from the Karm Pesach he doesn't eat, but he does eat from the matzah. But Rosh Hashanah explained, why do you need a pasuk to include the obligation of Matzah Mara. Says Taimitz a wonder, Gabi Ben Nechet, regarding this, quote, Ben Nechet, which he's a rebellious Jew, a renegade, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, Zamayi, it's a who I need a pasik. Pshidish Chayv Lech Matzah, of course he has to eat Matzah, but Chayv Lech Matzah, Mori Bartez, Abed Gaid, and all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And we kavash v'lan, if you think he's coming to tell us the matzi ochel matzah avikav da'os bezad, it's allowed eat from the matzah, even though it's prohibited from the carbon pesach. Hanami pshit, that's obvious. The other matzah kedusha is, but you think that the matzah is sanctity like the carbon pesach? That from the fact we say you can't eat carbon pesach, you can't eat the matzah. Unless it says there's so much you can say is the itzuch. No, it's necessary lehechad the nishchan ha-pesach. If the carbon pesach was slaughtered, kashayim mummer when he was a mummer, v'as a tshuva, and then he did tshuva, which now he wants to go and fulfill the mitzvahs. Ah, that's the chiddush. The avigav d'lo yochel pesach, even though he cannot eat the carbon pesach, the ein echel amnoi, because it could only be eaten for those who were counted on it, and he was a mummer, therefore he could not have been counted. And that's the same. Kamokam chayv lechem matzah mar, that still he has to eat the matzah mar. Where we don't say that. Wait a second. His matzah mar, a pesach, matzah mar yichlu, that it was contingent as a carbon pesach, and he's rejected from that. If he's rejected from this too, now we're saying that he would still have to eat the matzah and the mar. Continue next says the matzah begins with the gemar aral, an uncircumcised person. Chizik explains what's this talking about, that he schayv matzah mar, but he's exempt from the carbon pesach. Pesach contrast. Rashi explained Shmei Sochem Machmas Mikra. We're talking about that he's. What I mean, why isn't he circumcised? And he's a mummer too. He's a ben necher. No, it's because his brothers died from circumcision, so he can't. And it's not because he's a renegade, but still he's an oral. Now, Ol Perushi says, "There's according to Rashi interpretation, psul nam pasul nam betruma. Then this type of an oral would also be invalidated from eating truma." Because in the Gemara and the Aral and Yavamas Tav Ayin and Af, you have Truma Mipesel Mekzeir Shabbat the Teshuvah Sachar. The Gemara they learn from Mekzeir Shabbat the words Teshuvah Sachar, the laws of Truma from that of Pesach. And just like Pesach was saying, Aral is even if his brothers died from it, so to Truma he'd be forbidden to eat Truma. Now, Bahadim Ma'ilan Hasim. Then this the Gemara asks us over there, Daf Ayin Alf Manaf, Aral Cotton regarding an uncircumcised minor. Ma'alos says the Truma Truma Salacha to anoint him with oil of Truma, meaning Aral Sharul Shlebes Mana. If he's uncircumcised because he's not 8 days old yet, Paiselus Aloy, does that invalidate or not? So why he was obvious to the Gemara by the Arl where he can't do this circumcision because he's the Inus. That still he's invalidated. More over there when he's not 8 days old, he also can't have it, but still we think that maybe he's considered as an oral. So says Taisis, Yesh Lachalik ben Shleb Isman Bekotten, we could differentiate between when it's not yet 8 days old, Shein Chayev Lamal Kriyat, but there's no obligation in any baby that's, let's say, 5 days old, that we entertain to say that maybe we could anoint him with the oil of Truma. But if his brothers died because of circumcision, the Kayetzva Chayev, and every man that's over, every boy that's over 8 days old is obligated, and everything more understood simply that, yeah, that is considered an Arlet that invalidates from eating with Truma. In contrast, when the baby's, let's say, 5 days old, that maybe he would still be able to have the anointment of the Truma oil. And so it's Taisa B'Tavid, and you should know this, that there's such a differentiation, because the Tumtum. We have a Tumtum who, not clear what his gender is, because the genital area is covered with a piece of skin. The halacha is, Eino Yechel B'Truma, does not eat from Truma. The Perakor, the Gemara says over there, Davayin Bezim Menelov, Avagav Mesvar in Chayiv Lekroy, although the logic would tell us that we don't have to tear off the skin to see if it's a male or a female, and therefore one is exempt from circumcision, even though we see that there's invalidation from eating truma. That's the same thing when the brothers die because of Mila. Yeah, he can't eat even though he doesn't have to circumcise because Kayetzaboy. But in contrast, by a baby that's 9 years old, with not even Kayetzaboy, and therefore maybe over there the it is permitted, the truma, in contrast to Tumtum and that of the oral that Meso Achav Machmas Mila.